53,000 votes, and in Michigan, his lead is over 146,000.
Fox's John Decker in Washington. New claims for unemployment fell slightly last week.
There were 709,000 new claims for unemployment benefits, still very high, but down 48,000 from the previous week. The number of those still receiving benefits is 6.7 million, under 7 million for the first time in the pandemic.
Fox's Ginny Cassola. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news is going to get better and better over the next couple of days. In fact, we're going to be a lot more comfortable today with a high temperature around 80, less humid. I think we'll see a good bit of afternoon sunshine, mostly clear tonight, with the overnight low temperature down to about 56, so we're headed for jacket weather. Tomorrow, nearly perfect, comfortable, high 76, lots of sunshine, near 77 on Saturday. It looks beautiful. And no tropical storms to worry about for the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo with Capital Tractor. When there's a project to take on, you say bring it on. Just like Kubota Equipment from Capital Tractor. An orange army of one with you in command, turning a big job into no big deal. Kubota, Capital Tractor, and you. Together we do more. Montgomery and Brundage.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. After months of waiting, Montgomery Public Schools should start receiving thousands of electronic devices for students soon. MPS ordered 15,000 devices to help with virtual learning, but the order's been backlogged. School officials believe the order is on the way now. Coronavirus hospitalizations continue to increase in Alabama, with 1,210 people currently in the hospital. The Alabama Department of Public Health is reporting more than 21,000 new confirmed cases in the last 2 weeks. And Auburn University at Montgomery has a new way to assist military and veteran students on campus. The university now has a Veteran and Military Resource Center. AUM officials say around 800 students identify as active duty military, veterans, or military dependents. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Join us tomorrow from 11:30 to 1 at Lewis Lawn Equipment at 1135 Northeastern Boulevard for our annual holiday food drive. Drop off your non-perishable food donations to help feed families this holiday season.
You know, every winter I have customers come in and say, well, I waited till winter to buy that new Hustler ZTR mower because I figured that's when they go on sale. And then I have to explain that unfortunately it doesn't work like that. Except this year. Hey folks, Bruce Holding with CTE Outdoor Power, and I'm proud to announce Hustler's year-end savings event. During the month of November, get up to $400 off all remaining 2020 Hustler Raptor residential ZTR mowers. So if you're one of those who believe that good things come to those who wait, well, you're right. But don't wait any longer, because when the 2020 Hustler models are gone, so are these deals. CTE Outdoor Power, I-85 at Perry Hill Road, and CTEOutdoorPower.com, where for over 20 years we provide parts and service for not only what we sell, but for many other brands as well.
Napa Know How.
Right now, get a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. They're an iconic duo like salt and pepper, a hammer and a nail, or the holidays and awkward hugs. You can't get one without the other. That's Napa Full Synthetic and a Platinum Filter for just $22.98. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
General States pricing. Sales prices not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer ends 12/31/20.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News Channel 93.1 FM. As promised, let me bring in Senator-elect from the great state of Alabama, Tommy Tuberville. Coach, how are you today?
The Honorable, Dan. The Honorable.
You got the title. You need to wear it, as they say.
Yeah. I'm doing good. Thank you. It's been an interesting week and a half.
Yeah, tell me about it. Tell me what you've been doing since the 3rd.
Well, you know, it's like taking a new football coaching job. You got to start and put together a staff of 30 to 40 people. And, you know, and of course, I've done that all my life. So it's not anything new to me. You just got to get the right people that fit the right job.
Absolutely.
Loyalty. Most of the people I'm going to hire, hopefully, I'm looking for Alabama people first because I want people that really know the state. So that's going good. I did my orientation in D.C. my first couple of days up there and got to speak to the caucus and Senator Shelby and I sat down and made a little plan. He's been kind of on his own for the last couple of years, and he said, look forward to working with me. So that'll be a lot of fun, and I'll learn some great things from him. But you know, just got my temporary office. You don't move into your main office until about middle of January, I guess. But I'm in the Dirksen building. You've probably been in there.
I have.
And so it's been really good. People have been great. I've been making lots of calls, thanking a lot of people, and again, just trying to put together this team that's going to do the best thing possible for the state. And, of course, we'll be working quite a bit in Georgia the next couple of weeks or months, trying to help the people in Georgia get over to get to have an opportunity to elect, couple more senators that are Republican. So we got to save the Senate. And so
I was going to ask you about that because I have a friend of mine who's doing battle security over there for that. And he mentioned you, and I had no clue that how many Auburn graduates are in Georgia. There are a ton of them.
Yeah.
Ton of them.
Auburn and Alabama. And Senator Shelby's going to do he's raising money. I'm raising money over here. I mean, it's necessary for the conservative Republicans to hold on that Senate. If you know, I still haven't given up on the president, nor is he, but we got to hold the Senate because you can do a lot of things if you have the majority. If you're a minority in the Senate, you got a tough road to hoe. But we got a great chance. It's 50 to 48. All we need is one, but we'd love to have both. And we got two good candidates over there. Both have been senators for a while, and it'll be a rough race, but again, it's freedom versus socialism, only way to look at it. And hopefully, you know, they got a Republican governor, which helps. But it'll be a battle because they'll be throwing money from all over the country, from overseas, different places. And they're going to try to buy the election. And so we got to fight them off.
Are you planning on going over there to campaign for them?
Oh, yeah. No, I've already got several dates that I will that schedule go over there and speak. And again, every senator is going to do their part. We had a caucus meeting, and the vice president was there on what was Tuesday and talking about raising money for the candidates. And because you'll have Bloomberg and Soros and all them guys putting in, $200-300 million to get all together,
yeah.
And so that they're not they don't hurt for money, but they just they want to buy the country. And
they do.
This country's not for sale. It's not for sale. And I think that the voters said last week in terms of the Senate and the Congress that hey, we want this country to continue in the direction. Now the problem that we had obviously was, and I think it was all bogus. President Trump was leading most of the night, and all of a sudden you all have all these mail-in ballots come in, and everything changed. But he's been saying that all along, that they were going to do it. Of course, the media, the national media is on the socialist side. I don't understand it. And to my life of me, I don't understand what this social media has got against capitalism and the Constitution and protecting the people of this country, and which is the number one thing. I for the life of me, I don't understand them. But we have to fight them. We'll fight them too.
There you go. Well, they think that way is a better way, and so that's what's so disturbing about this. I know you're a huge Trump supporter. How do you feel on a personal basis of the outcome of the election?
Of the presidential election?
Correct.
Very disappointed that we've got so-called 75 million people would vote, number one, for a guy that's been up there almost 50 years, and he's been vice president, and they did nothing to help this country. They have actually did things in which they wanted to transition this country to socialism. And I think that's one of President Trump's abilities to win that as an outsider. And then we turn around, and he's done more than any president combined in the last 30 years to me, other than Reagan. And, you know, they go after him. But I think it's all about it. And again, this is just me speculating. I'll know more about it over the years. But I think a lot of it was about China. You know, a lot of these big corporations and tech companies, and they want China to be a player. And if you allow them to do, and that's fine being a player, but don't let them control our country. And they had their hand in everything over here, and President Trump was wanting to slow them down and help our economy more than theirs and get jobs back here. And we saw what happened with all the pharmaceuticals, you know, and the mask and things being all made over there and put us in a bind. But you know, I was shocked that we had that many people that voted for a different type of government. And a lot of people voted that probably want the government to stay the same, but they didn't like President Trump. But folks, the outcome that you're going to get, you ain't going to like if we lose President Trump and we lose the Senate and they have all three. Because you know as well as I know, Dan, they're not playing on that side.
Yeah.
They are playing for keeps. They're playing for keeps.
That's absolutely right. Let's, as they talk about police, let's reimagine the world that Trump is not president and Biden is president. What does that do in Tommy Tuberville's life?
Well, it makes it tougher, but it'll be almost impossible for any of us that are conservative Republicans if we lose the Senate. Now, if we have the Senate, then we're able to work, and they'll have to work with us, and we're not going to vote for any crazy stuff. You know, they want to do away with fossil fuels and guns and all that. We can control that. But let me tell you, if they get the Senate, they're going to make make D.C. and Puerto Rico a state, and it'll be over. It'll absolutely be over. So those of you that voted for Biden for that reason of maybe just not liking President Trump's tweets, I mean, you're not going to like a whole lot. If they get control of all three of them, but you know, I'll work with them. We want to work together. Those that want to work to save this country and make it better and work for freedom and stay away from socialism and lower taxes and smaller government and control our borders. You know, they screamed this time last year about defund the police. All right. Ask them in Minnesota how that's going for them. How'd that work out?
Yeah.
I mean, their crime has gone up so much. They're begging people from other counties to come over and help them. They can't control the crimes. It is out of control. And coming to a theater near you, if we lose this Senate race, and then, of course, we'd love President Trump to have that opportunity. And I I'm still disappointed that he didn't win that outright. But he was winning outright. And then all of a sudden, you know, all these mail-in ballots started coming in the battleground states. You know, President Trump told everybody 6 months ago this was going to happen. And it's all orchestrated because a lot of people know that if President Trump gets back in there, some of these guys that have run this government into the ground up there, FBI included, are going to go to jail. But if they can win this presidency, that'll all come to a halt. You'll never hear anything about Joe Biden's son taking these billions from China or Russia collusion and all of it being made up. I heard today Hillary Clinton was going to be big in his cabinet. Can you imagine that?
Man.
Can you imagine us having to deal with the Clintons again? My goodness.
Did anybody mention what type of capacity?
What? Secretary of Defense.
No!
Can you believe that?
Oh, my goodness. Benghazi, here we go.
Yeah. I mean, she's a defender of everybody but us, you know. But it's going to be a different world. But we've got a huge opportunity. If we win one seat in Georgia, you know this, Dan, we'll keep the majority.
Right.
But we've got some that sometimes don't vote. But first, we got to keep the majority. And if we can get that other seat also, they'll give us a little leeway with some of the senators that sometimes don't vote Republican in the Senate and for some reason. But we're taking one day at a time. Again, we're raising money. Senator Shelby and I sat down and talked about the future of what we wanted to do together for the next year for the state, infrastructure-wise, health-wise, all those things that go along with getting manufacturing back. And then, you know, of course, as I said, he'd been kind of on his own for the last couple of years. But I'm ready to go to help him and work towards making this state better. But we got to have a plan for the next 7 weeks. 7 weeks to get this done for Georgia, and I think we can get it done, but it's going to be a chore.
My involvement with Senator Shelby, one thing I could say about him, he's a very wise man.
Oh yeah, I tell you, he made an excellent speech on to the caucus, got up, talked about, you know, things are going on, and of course he deals with obviously most of the money spent in this country, which is a huge responsibility.
It really is.
We're fortunate in this state to have him in that position. And, you know, he has to work across the aisle with a couple of people that I don't think have both oars in the water.
Bernie Sanders types.
Yeah.
When you were doing your orientation, did y'all discuss committee assignments?
Yeah, we did. But I've already talked to all the chairmen, and we're just trying to figure out, you know, of course, Senator Shelby's on appropriations, and we need representation in Ag Committee, representation on armed services, representation in several areas that will you try to do as much as you can for your state. Now, we'll find those out. It looks good in those areas, but again, you don't know until the majority. So we won't know the majority of the Senate until mid-January. And so because when you have committees, the majority has more on those committees than the minority does.
Right.
And so if we're majority, I got a better chance on being some of them. And if we're minority, not, because we don't have as many spots. So we just got to keep on hammering and, again, understand how important this election is in Georgia. And I think most people, by the time we get there, will be sick of it, like we're all sick of all these races, you know, the last few weeks. But it's got to be done, and hopefully we can make it happen.
How did Washington, D.C. feel to you when you went up there for your orientation?
You know, it was really good. It's different, Dan. You've not been up there in COVID. You know, it's you can't get in any of the ceilings, Senate buildings, House buildings, or the Capitol unless you work there. And this is, you know, there's no tourist up there, very little traffic. I mean, we're basically shut down up there. And for instance, Senator Shelby, half of his staff have to work from home virtually. They can't come. You can only have so many people in your offices because you don't have people coming to visit. You know, you know, if people want to come up and visit, it's a different time, different world. We're going to have to batten down the hatches because, you know, if you look at these cold states up in the Rust Belt where it's really already gotten cold and you're getting snow, they're having a huge influx of COVID. You know, well, why is that happening? Because people are not outside. The sun's not out killing the virus, and people are on top of each other more because they have to stay in the house together. And so we've had an influx. I visited with the governor last week, and we've had an influx in this state in our hospitals. Now, the mortality rate is obviously dropped, but people are getting sick. And we got to understand this is not gone. My understanding is that within a month, maybe less, maybe a little bit more, that we'll have a vaccine that they'll start giving to people that are necessary, like first responders, elderly, people that have underlying conditions. But eventually, that to me is one thing that's going to really put a slowdown. You're never going to stop it. You know, it's always going to be here like the regular flu, but that's the reason we take flu shots.
How you were talking about finding staff and finding people from Alabama. Has being up in D.C. with COVID, has that made it more difficult to talk to potential staff people?
No, not really. It really hadn't. My first order of business is hire your right-hand man, which is kind of your assistant head coach in football. It's your chief of staff. You know that. And, you know, I have some prerequisites. Number one is Alabama ties. I want them to know if they we bring up Anniston or Oneonta or Gunnersville or Dothan or Ozark, that they know what we're talking about.
Right.
And so I think that's important for almost anybody on our staff, which will be a prerequisite for first thing I look for. Now, sometimes you won't be able to find that in certain positions, but in chief of staff, that being from Alabama ties, being on the Hill for at least 10 years and been a chief of staff at either House or the Senate, because you got to know the rules and the procedures of the Senate. And I'm learning them as we speak. And most senators don't work it. They just kind of shoot the hip. I'm going to learn everything I can in the next 2 months.
I like that.
Visit with groups and just because, you know, if you know the rules, it's like coaching football. If you know the rules, you got a chance. If you don't know the rules, I mean, you're playing blind. And so it won't take me long, but I'm going to do it the right way. I'm going to learn the fundamentals first and go from there and learn from experience. And but I tell you, you know, I give that speech, Dan, when was it, Tuesday? And it, the first time it really hit me, the significance of this job. And I told them, I said, you know, a week ago I was one of 340 million people in this country that love this country. And today I'm one of 50 Republicans that are here to help save this country from socialism. And it's going to be a hard job, but I tell you, I really enjoyed talking to senators there. They were all very nice and sociable and welcoming to up there, knowing it's going to be a fight. We all know we're in for a long haul, especially if we have a Democratic president or whatever they call themselves now. But I think they've got a fight on their hands, Dan.
Hey, absolutely.
If you agree with this or not, you know, I said this on Fox the other day, you know, if you look at their party, you know, they're in three waves. You got the communists, the socialists, and the liberals. And they're fighting like cats and dogs. And for us that I saw in our caucus, especially in the House, I mean, in the Senate, I mean, we're all on the same page. You know, we want what's best for the people, to keep it free, go to the Constitution, and give everybody a better life. And not raise taxes like Joe Biden's going to do. I mean, he's absolutely going to hit everybody right between the eyes. And I never dreamed people would vote for a guy after he said, I'm going to raise your taxes. Oh, yeah, let me run out and vote for you, right? And so that was just a shock to me how that all worked and went through. But, again, that's people have the freedoms to do what they want. And so we'll work through it, and hopefully we can keep this country as free as we possibly can through these tough times.
Well, I was talking about you to a friend that is a big supporter of yours, and I said, it's very interesting that Tuberville is going to Washington, D.C. at the time that he's going. If there's a guy who's built for the job and your viewpoint and insight and how you observe things, I think you are at the perfect guy for the job where we are right now.
Well, I might be a rookie, so to speak, but like
rookie can be good.
Like since most of the senators that coach, you might be here for the first time, but you got the same vote we got.
There we go.
Got the same vote, and which you think about it, you know, you got one vote out of 50 on our side right now. Hopefully, I have 52, but I'm ready to go to work for the people of this state. As I said, I'm going to be a voice, and we're going to work for the country to keep everybody free and safe, and we're not going to defund the police. We're going to fight that to the end, and we're going to make our military stronger. What scares me is we got 5 military bases, and we got all these defense contractors and shipbuilders in the state of Alabama and all the people that are around them in terms of suppliers, the people that are employed. And we had people that voted to cut the defense spending in this state. But you know, that's where you have elections. Vote who you want to, and just understand you gotta reap what you sow.
Well, Coach, I've really enjoyed talking to you today. I really appreciate you taking the time out. I know you're going to do well. Please keep in contact with the show and the audience.
You got it. Thank you. Appreciate it. And y'all have a great holiday season. And let's keep praying that things will work out and better from it for everybody in this country.
I'm with you. Thank you so much, Coach.
Thank you, Dan.
Senator
Elect
Tommy Tuberville, or as the media says, Tuberville. I think it's like I feel like sending them an email. Look, do a little bit better, work, do a little more homework. Going to be back. Dan Moore Show after this.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hey everyone, it's Christy from Blue Water Broadcasting, and New Year's resolutions are coming up. If you have been trying to find a gym in your area, you want to get back in shape, you want to get stronger, WP Fitness is your place to do it. And I know me personally, it's very important to find a coach with a lot of experience and really knows what he's doing. So I want to introduce you to Al Tacoin, owner of WP Fitness.
So the five things that you're looking for in a coach: your coach must have been there, done that. Find a coach who shares your morals and ethics. The coach must deliver no hands barrier accountability. You must have good rapport with your coach, and you must check your coach's references.
Absolutely, and Alex has all of that and more. Not just him, though. The other coaches at WP Fitness all have these qualities, which is so important, and it's definitely a place that you're going to want to work into your daily routine. Alex, how can people find you?
1555 Eastern Boulevard, the old Sam's building. Check us out on Instagram and Facebook, WP Alabama, or online, WPAlabama.com.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to Monica Starks, who needed to hire for a pivotal role at her company, GS Group.
As the owner of a construction company, finding the right people is a very difficult task. So I use ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology identifies the right people for your job and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Monica did, and that's how she found Lamont, her new project superintendent.
The job is so perfect for me. I had a career breakthrough. I would have never found this job if it wasn't for ZipRecruiter.
With ZipRecruiter, we've hired everyone from accountants to project managers to field scientists. With ZipRecruiter, we get hiring results.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Have you heard about the Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest?
They're talking about on the radio, you know.
Well, you can hear it on the radio. I mean the radio. Weekday evenings at 6 on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Our partnership with Blue Water Broadcasting has reached thousands of listeners in the River Region. People listen. People call. Now, there's mortgage savings for us all.
Radio advertising works. Our advertisers swear by it. Call Blue Water Broadcasting if you want to find out how we can increase your sales and bottom line. Blue Water Broadcasting, local folks helping local business.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Our weather news is going to get better and better over the next couple of days. In fact, we're going to be a lot more comfortable today with a high temperature around 80, less humid. I think we'll see a good bit of afternoon sunshine, mostly clear tonight, with the overnight low temperature down to about 56, so we're headed for jacket weather. Tomorrow, nearly perfect, comfortable, high 76, lots of sunshine, near 77 on Saturday. It looks beautiful. And no tropical storms to worry about for the next few days. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Whether you're in the market for a car, truck, or SUV, it's a better buy at Brubaker. Rain or shine, you can buy online anytime. It's better at Brubaker.com.
When news
happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
It was nice of Ashley to be calling in for Mortgage Corporation of the South. It was really nice that Flower Child won the $50 gift card for Mortgage Corporation of the South. Hey, those are some great people with that organization. John Williams knows how to pick really good, and keyword there, caring people. His staff is spectacular. You need to call them at 567-9000. See what they can do for you. If you look at your current interest rate, if you're a VA, definitely call them, 567-9000. But if you're considering refinancing or consolidating like I did, I tell you, the interest rates are spectacular now. I've been blown away by what this has given me the capability of doing. Mortgage Corporation of the South, wonderful people, wonderful programs, NMLS number 232-876, equal housing lender. Let's go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to mention something that Senator Lex Tuberville had to say and point out. He mentioned that many of the people did not vote for a person that, like Biden, that had already said that he was going to raise your taxes. And one of the problems is, and I wish you would perhaps do some research for us, what percentage of people that voted actually pay taxes? Because it's not that many. Yeah, we have a smaller pool of taxpayers by far than we do voters.
Yeah, you know, roughly, I think it's 48% of the people do not pay any taxes.
Right. Well, that's a pretty good chunk of people.
Oh, yeah.
I said the
general population, too.
All right. And of the general population, you think about those that are voting age, and if you put that into it, I would say that a lion's share of those that do not pay taxes voted for Biden. Well, they don't have a dog in the fight if it's that way. And that's why they were so, that would embrace Biden so much, because they don't care. Their taxes aren't going up because they're not paying any anyway.
Yep. Well, and also is the mentality of that I want government to take care of me.
Sure.
And to a conservative and to someone who votes conservative, that's not in our DNA.
Well, listen, I had the option of sitting out during the COVID thing. And I said, you know, I don't ever want them to know at my job that I'm non-essential. That's a bad place to be if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, if you ever get to that point, they'll do without you for sure.
Yeah, I'm with you.
So, and my point is that, you know, I don't ever want to be dependent upon the government for much of anything if I can help it, except for my Social Security, and I put my own money into that. I do deserve that because I've been investing a long time. But this is a dangerous mindset that we have with a lot of people. And I told my daughter the other day, who is in this group, and she agrees, but she's a conservative, a group of people from 18, white young people from 18 to about 30 to 32 are the people that put Biden in the White House if he wins it. It isn't black people or Hispanics. It's young white people.
I'm not following you there.
What I'm saying is that Biden got a huge percentage of young white people from 18 to 30 that have become socialists. It has been indoctrinated in them to be that way.
Yeah, I would like to see the breakdown of that. I'm not sure that number is that big of a number. 18 to 30-year-olds are not big voters. Now, they may have been big voters in 2020, but they're normally
That's
not.
That's what I mean. And this time, I think it would be a high percentage of young people that are voting Democrat. And they feel guilty about the racial thing, and they have been to school and public school situations where that has been thrown to them from the time they were little all the way up. And I'm from education myself. I know what I'm talking about. I haven't been out of the classroom that long.
Okay. John, thank you for the telephone call. Sure. Appreciate it. You have a great day. Midtown Mitch.
Well, well, how are you doing, Dan and Joey? Y'all having a, sounds like y'all are having a good day today.
Midtown Mitch, we're having a great day, my friend.
That's great. I thoroughly enjoyed meeting John Williams and his crew of just wonderful folks. I actually know Anne Marie. We have a, I know her from a previous job. So that's good. It was really nice to see her again and catch up with her. So they're good folks.
Aren't they great people up there?
Yeah,
I mean, it's like the prodigal son returning when you go up there and pick up your card. He's back!
Well, they treat you very well. I'll just tell you, it was really nice to meet everybody and talk to them. And you know, I don't really have any need for their services at this particular point. But if I do, I'm definitely going to give them a call. That's for sure.
So, yep. No, they're,
you know,
so that's the great thing about it. They're not, you know, they give you different T-shirts and different things like that, but they're not trying to sell you a loan. They're just trying to shower you with gifts and be nice to you, and that's one of the reasons I really like their team.
Yeah, they're top notch, and I was prepared to talk to them about it if they wanted to, they didn't mention it, and so I didn't either. And it was just I love that type of of dialogue. That's just the right way to do things. They're just being just super nice. And they say such nice things about all of the listeners that call into y'all's show. Your show. This is just. It was just. You can just tell. I'm glad to be a part. So it was good.
Well, we're glad that you are a part of it. You add substance to the conversation. I like that.
Well,
some people don't.
I want to get on Sweet Creek if I could.
You can.
It's March the 12th is my birthday, and if I can win Sweet Creek this week, then I can take that $50 gift card that I got at John Williams and then take the gift basket for $60 and really make out like a bandit.
Oh, man. Let me tell you, you sound like a Wall Street leverage buyout guy.
Well, it'll be interesting, that's for sure. But,
yeah, East of the Rockies came up with that first. He came and took the $50 gift card and took it down to Sweet Creek Farm Market and bought $50 worth of stuff there.
Oh, I could see that. I could see that could go a long way with that.
That's you're a really, thinking really kind of guy thing. There, thinking kind of guy. Midtown Mitch, let me ask you a question. Do you mind sharing with me what type of work you do?
Yeah, I'm a packaging and paper salesperson.
Packaging and paper salesperson.
Yes, sir. We service the commercial printing industry as well as all the manufacturers with any kind of packaging supplies, from wrapping, strapping, boxing, and all the printed material that you could ever want.
Do you work with Walker? Do you work with Walker Printing? Yeah.
Walker 360, I'm actually sitting right in front of their door right now.
Well, when you go in there, see if my brother is there. It's Gritz Morris.
Gritz Morris. All right, I will. I sure will. That'd be great. So, they're one of my very good customers.
Yeah, he actually, I forgot, today's Masters Day, so he's probably at the club watching the Masters.
Listening to it. But I will. No, I will. That's great.
So, who's in the lead at the Masters right now?
I don't know, because I've been listening to y'all here recently. I've tried to listen to y'all. I was listening to it on the Sirius radio as I was coming back from Auburn, but I don't know. I can't tell you right now.
Isn't XM and Sirius radio a great thing? I love that, particularly when I'm on a trip and tune in to Fox, and I can listen to XM on the way to the station when I'm coming from the beach or something, and basically have the show going on in my mind from what I'm learning.
Yeah, it's really good. I've been a subscriber to XM, Sirius XM, whatever radio for many, many, many years. So being a sales guy, I'm in my car a lot.
There you go.
And you do what you have to do. So it's really works well for me, but. Anyway, I'm still really, really concerned about this disinformation from the media that we continue to get. I just, my wife and I, Melanie, she won't even let me watch TV with her in the room because she knows I'm going to get upset when I listen to it. So to me, that seems to be a real tragedy still to me, that we need to get this. I mean, there's got to be something we can do about, you know, about making an impact on the media, that they are not doing their job. And that just, to me, just drives me crazy. So, anyway.
Amen, brother. I'm with you. We'll, matter of fact, Joey and I were talking. We're going to dedicate some pieces of a show to different subjects like that as we move through the through this political snake that we went through.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, that's great. Well, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate Joey and his show earlier in the day. And y'all do a great job. And I just tell you, it's a breath of fresh air to be able to listen to you guys all day long. So that's wonderful stuff. So y'all keep it up.
Thank you, my friend. Papa B, Papa B, how are ya?
Hey, Dan, is your wish?
How was your procedure?
It's fine. In fact, I feel great. Feel better, you know. You can either go in and have somebody with you that can drive you back if you want to kind of get a little bit of anesthesia, or you can just man up like Papa B did and go without, you know. So that's what I did. It's just you know, they did in the area and do their thing. So
that's great. I'm glad that worked out well. What's on your mind today?
Hey, speaking of golf, did you see that guy skimmed the ball over the
water? Oh, I did.
And the hole in one. Oh,
he had already.
Word.
That was his second hole in one. The guy takes a iron, hits the ball. He skips it over the pond, and then it gets up on the green. Then it does a left hand turn into the cup. Unbelievable.
Unreal. Come on now, that can't be all skill. I mean, it has to be some, but there's got to be a good bit of luck in that too, you know. But that was remarkable. I saw that. Hey, let me ask you a question about this mail-in ballot bill. So these mail-in ballots have some security features, and I know that watermark thing is a big hoax. But does the envelope have a matching barcode, a match to the ballot that it goes with?
No, it does not.
So if there's a bad signature, they can't go back and find that ballot.
And here's the reason, is that if you could do that, then you could find out how someone voted, and therefore it'd be no longer a secret ballot.
Okay, so if they come up, though, and they scan those envelopes and they find tons of bad batches, is that going to what? Cast out on the mail-in ballot?
Yeah, well, basically what a judge could do, and I had Rice Priebus talk about this a couple of days ago, is if they did that, and let's say of the ballots, if they can identify a batch of ballots that were the mail-in ballots, that they had not assigned them to the precinct yet, and they could find that batch, then what they would do is they could run the envelopes. If the envelopes came back and 60% of them were not readable, then what has happened before is they would then take 60% of the votes out of that batch and put them off on the side, because then it would be a random select, and it would take those out randomly because you don't know which envelopes were Republican and which were Democrat.
Right, okay. So there's a little bit of a remedy for that situation then.
There is, as long as a judge sees it that way.
Oh, okay. So you still have to get a court order type thing.
Absolutely.
It's not an automatic. Yeah, okay.
No, it's not an automatic.
One other thing. Can I move to Georgia and vote in the Georgia election?
You can if you make it under the residency requirement.
Okay, but is there a residency requirement in a certain number of days or what?
I think it's a
I'm just asking.
Joey, can you look that up, residency requirement in GA?
Sure.
I think it's 30, but it's not a long one. I know that. It was one of the shortest in the nation.
It's one of the ones, it's one of the things that I worry about, you know, because Soros Antifa type groups, you know, I believe came in, you know, in the Doug Jones and Roy Moore election and declared residency to
yes, 30
help
days.
Out with the
it's...
Democrat vote.
You have to move there. You have to move there by December the 7th.
So, do you think that's something to worry about or not?
Wow.
Well, let's just say this: I'm buying stock in U-Haul van.
Okay.
Now, I.
All right. Let's see.
I don't. Let me tell you that I think that's Andrew Yang and some other wacko people that are kind of coming up with some nutty stuff. I mean, think how many people, if you look at the difference of Purdue and Ossoff right now, how many people it would take to do that? Are you going to have 100,000 people and say, yeah, I'm going to leave my job and go to Atlanta and move in? Now, there's some tricky stuff they could do. They could go get a hotel room or some smart, you know what, could say, just put this house down as your residency.
Right. Well, I guess, I don't know. It's just, you got to think about things like that, and I'm wondering if people in the Republican Party haven't thought it out or anybody else, because I think that, and especially in a tight election, could sway an election. And I'm wondering if it doesn't happen already. So, anyway. Well, all right, Mr. Dan and Mr. Joey, y'all have a wonderful day, and I guess I will talk to you when I talk to you, okay?
Ta-ta.
See
you. John J.D. coming back to you for the final segment of Dan Moore Show on a Thursday.
The Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey guys, this is Todd Clark with River Region Contracting, your premier roofing contractor. At River Region Contracting, we know times are stressful, and we're here to help relieve some of that stress for the people whose lives were affected by the recent storms. At River Region Contracting, our knowledgeable staff will help you open up your claim and guide you through the claims process from beginning to end. Remember, your roof is your first line of defense for one of your biggest investments. So call us today for a free inspection at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635.
If it's time to reconsider what you value, bring your valuables to Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. And if you accept our offer, we make an immediate same-day payment. Contact us now to get your virtual estimate or meet with one of our experts. Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. Transform what you value.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Discover the Dixie difference with special financing as low as $250. Visit calldixie.com.
The River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
We're doing it again, Joey. We're going to run out of show.
Hello.
Let's go to the phones and go to John. John, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, good afternoon.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. I had a few questions for you about the Georgia elections.
Yes, sir.
Are they going to treat that as like a runoff where you won't be able to vote unless you were voted in the last election?
I don't know if Georgia has that rule. Alabama does not. Some states do, but I'm not sure if Georgia has a confined primary rule.
And why are they rerunning the one Senate race where there were only two people in the race? if one got more votes than the other, seems like he should have won, right? But there's only two of them.
No, there were three of them in the Purdue race. There was a Libertarian.
Oh, was there three?
Yeah, who got 4.7%.
So yeah, and that's a big story around the nation, the margin between Trump and Biden, and on this Senate race, the Libertarians actually were taking some of that margin.
Yeah, and the interesting thing, when I read about the Libertarian guy, he's a big Second Amendment guy. Yeah. And so I would say that would be vote for Purdue.
So Trump is not going to be on the, it's just going to be the Senate race, correct?
Just the Senate race. And by the way, I need to correct myself. In the recount in Georgia, that is strictly the President of the United States. That is not any U.S. Senate seat. Because it didn't meet the threshold.
So are they going to allow mail-in ballots for this upcoming election as well?
That's a great question. They're doing absentee. There was an agreement with the Secretary of State and the Democrats to do the mailing for the general election. Here's the sticker or the thing, is that the agreement was for the general election. People are saying, well, that does not apply to this election, that you're going to go back to the absentee rules. Now, there was an agreement that was done, and I'm not sure if that's going to end up in court or not.
Yeah, well, if they go back to absentee and actually checking people off to register voter roll, I think we'll come through without a problem. But otherwise, if they start printing ballots out again by the truckload, it's going to be the same old.
Well, the thing that will be different about this, John, is they're going to be on guard for this. And as I've shared with the audience, I have a friend of mine who's an attorney who was working on ballot security, and will be working ballot security for the runoff. And it's going to be big. It's going to be very different than it was before.
I hope so. All right. Well, I appreciate y'all's time. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. JD, where are you today, my friend?
I have been all over the world and back. Yesterday morning, Ashford, Alabama. Today, Birmingham, Childersburg, Odenville. It's been a wild ride.
Man.
It has. But your last two callers, more importantly, the second-to-last caller you had, I think he was beaten all around the board, but not quite hit the nail on the head. The nail on the head is I've watched more than 20 people get on TV, including Andrew Yang, encouraging anybody that can that was Democrat to move to Georgia prior to this runoff to vote.
Right.
To register in the state of Georgia to vote. You know, I believe we're in a period where it's no holds barred.
As in shoot them?
You know. No. No holds barred as in, like, hey, we're no more rules. But, of course, it's also the time period that there's only rules for Republicans but no rules for Democrats.
I've noticed that. They want
to fight battles with our hands behind our back. And you know what? It's a shame that they do that, and we still come out almost dead even. But with that being said, I know your back's up against the wall with the end of the show. I'm going to keep listening. You guys rock on as always, and I look forward to tomorrow.
Thanks, JD. You drive safe, my friend.
Yep.
Excuse me. Let's see the cuts. Got another 6 minutes left in the show. Everybody's too tight. Katie Pavlik is going to be talking about Michael Moore. I assume the audience heard about this. You'll be able to hear part of it. It gets cut off. But Michael Moore's demands on the Biden team.
Documentarian Michael Moore is urging Joe Biden to embrace the far left in an open letter that he'd decide to read out loud.
Please do not make the same mistake that an otherwise well-meaning and well-intentioned President Obama made. He was willing to compromise on anything. The Republicans had already decided that they were going to block everything Obama proposed. Charge in there on January 20th like FDR on steroids. And go.
Right. He ends up saying the word big. According to the rest of Moore's letters, go big means abolishing the Electoral College, pushing universal health care, I imagine the New Green Deal. Here to react is the editor of townhall.com, Fox News contributor Katie Pavlich. Katie, what about this push to get him to go big? Should Biden go big like FDR, do some make work products and pretend we're in a depression?
First of all, what Michael Moore said about President Obama just isn't true. You'll remember that Obamacare was pushed through in the middle of the night without a single Republican vote. There was no compromise when it came to Obamacare. And in terms of Joe Biden, look, he ran as a moderate, wanting to compromise and bring the country together. In order for him to do that, he's going to have to push away far-left ideas like abolishing the Electoral College and not compromising with Republicans. You have leaders on the far left like Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez saying that she hopes the Senate that Democrats take the Senate so that they don't have to compromise. So if Joe Biden's going to live up to his campaign promises, he should reject what Michael Moore is asking him to do.
She's going to stay with it. So the Michael Moore thing was just so off the charts here, but let me tell you, they're going to have a real problem. She's going to talk about, she doesn't believe the unity line. This is to what Flower Child said yesterday.
When Joe Biden says, I want to work together with one America, and let's put it all behind us, and let's start fresh, just to paraphrase what John Meacham surprisingly wrote for him, you're not buying it. Why?
Well, look, if you look at the way that the left has behaved over the last 4 years, not just against President Trump, but against Trump supporters, you have these new exit polling and voter analysis showing that there was a shy Trump voter because they felt like they would be bullied into submission, that they are worried about cancel culture for simply believing in different political ideology than maybe their neighbors or the parents that they take their kids to soccer with. So this idea now that Joe Biden wants to just bring everyone together sounds more like, let's move on. Conservatives should just forgive the last 4 years, despite being hounded out of restaurants. You have now, a number of people on the far left, including former Obama spokespeople, by the way, and Pete Buttigieg's staffers, making lists of people so they can be punished for daring to work for the Trump administration, trying to keep them unemployed. Right. That is not behavior. First of all, it's anti-American behavior, but it's not a behavior that you should be engaging in if you're truly serious about moving forward. And people may say, well, that's the far left doing that. That's not Joe Biden. But I haven't heard Joe Biden condemning it. I haven't heard Joe Biden come out and say it's inappropriate to put fellow Americans on lists just because they work for a different political party. He has said nothing about this at all. And the targeting continues of people who simply worked for an administration that they disagree with politically.
This is where the problematic parts of the Biden operation is going to come from, is you're going to have people that are just going to freelance. And I think the media is going to do what is happening here. They're going to hold Biden accountable for this, and it's going to be kind of surprising, but I think that's going to be part of the problem he's got. Final part, can I get this final one in here? On the push from the left, can we get it?
It wasn't too long ago once Democrats were speaking out saying, we're going to get Joe Biden elected, and then we're going to have him do what we want him to do. Remember this.
We can likely push Vice President Biden in a more progressive direction.
I will be pushing him. I will, as soon as we get him in the White House.
And our job is the day after Biden is elected is to mobilize our people in the fight for a progressive agenda.
I don't get that channel, UnitedAgainstTrump.org. I did not know that was on the air. This is what they're doing. They're saying it out loud. Now that he's got the job, his greatest moment of peace is probably this moment.
Well, Joe Biden has these big aspirations of uniting the country, but the fact is that he has to unite the Democratic Party first. There are huge differences. You have this letter, this memo that came out this week, saying that Democrats have to go further left in order to push back against Republicans, and yet you have Joe Biden saying that he wants to unify the country. The fact is that this was the fear that a number of people had, which is why they elected more Republicans to the House, giving Nancy Pelosi the slimmest majority since FDR.
Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Good show.
Guys,